You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Next Tuesday, voters head to the ballot box to choose Representative Pat Teaberry's replacement. Whoever wins this contest will finish the few months left in Teaberry's term as the representative of the 12th District, but Democrat Danny O'Connor and Republican Troy Balderson will meet again in November to see who holds that seat for the next 2 years. O'Connor joins me now to discuss the race. A quick note for listeners, we've reached out to Troy Balderson's campaign and we're in the process of confirming an interview. Danny O'Connor, this seat has been a Republican stronghold for years. What makes you think you have a chance?
I think the way that we campaign across this district is comprised of seven counties full of folks who are Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and everything in between. And I think having a message about why we want to protect access to healthcare, why we want to expand economic opportunity, why we want to invest in our communities is something that really works for everyone. Everybody wants a better country. Everybody wants a better community. And folks really want new representation in Washington that's going to fight for them and move past these old partisan games.
You're talking about the economy. You're talking about healthcare. Give us some specifics. Obviously, everyone wants to fix those. So what sets you apart? Yeah.
So, I mean, on the economy, imagine what an infrastructure bill could do for us. Imagine if we were investing in our roads and our bridges. One proposal that I support for an infrastructure bill is to invest $100 billion in new schools when we have an inequitable funding system like we have here in Ohio that leaves some communities behind. Investing in new schools is something that returns investment time and time again. It's good for our kids. It's good for our workers. It's good for our communities. And then on healthcare, there are some common sense things that we can do to improve our healthcare system. We should allow for negotiation across state lines. We should allow for Medicare to negotiate directly with prescription drug companies. We should allow for folks to engage in open enrollment through the healthcare system around tax season, because that's a time when so many people are making decisions about their financial well-being.
You've said that both parties need new leadership, but you've added that you would support ultimately whoever the Democratic Party put forward, even if that's Nancy Pelosi. How can people who are fed up with both parties be sure that you're loyal to your constituents over your party?
Yeah, I mean, I've said time and time again that I won't vote for Nancy Pelosi, and I think we need...
Even if she ends up being the Democratic Party's pick.
That's a hypothetical that is going to be one of the last votes that I'm focused on. When I'm in office here in just about a month and I'm sworn in, there will be real things to focus on, like an infrastructure bill, like a farm bill, like making sure that we're protecting access to health care. And I think that what we need in Washington is we need to have new leadership. And, you know, I'll be the youngest member of Congress when we win on August 7th and when we go there. And I think that folks are sick and tired of the inside game. I've never once had a voter ask me who I'm going to vote for Speaker. People just don't care. People care about kitchen table issues. They care about who's going to fight for their access to earned benefits like Social Security and Medicare.
Turning to policy for a moment, President Trump's trade and tariff policies have the potential to benefit steel manufacturing in the state, but possibly hurt farmers. Do you support them?
Well, we need to have a trade policy that doesn't pit our farmers against our steel workers. And in terms of China dumping cheap steel and engaging in currency manipulation, we need to ensure that American workers can compete on a level playing field. And I'm a big believer that we need to make it in America and that we can do better things in this country. But that doesn't mean we should not allow our soybean, our corn, our wheat farmers, our commodities farmers to not export their products to market. And engaging in a type of trade situation that we have with our allies, with Canada, with the European Union, it's nonsensical. Even our friends in organized labor are having issue with that type of policy. So the focus needs to be on making sure that American workers can compete in a fair market, but we also need to make sure that we can export our products to market as well.
What about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act? If elected, would you vote to reverse it?
I want to make sure that we have permanent middle-class tax relief. I think that the middle class is the backbone of our country. A strong middle class is really the defining characteristic of what's made our country great. Permanent giveaways for corporations, a tax giveaway where 83% of it goes to the top 1%, that's not good. And I think I'm the only person really talking about taxes in this campaign, because when I'm out talking to voters, whether it's in Zanesville, whether it's in Mansfield, here in Columbus, or anywhere in between, folks are tired of an economic system that's not fair.
Does that mean, yes, you'd reverse it?
I'd have to see if middle-class tax relief was going to be put in a permanent place.
Danny O'Connor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.